President Obama has denied that the United States is divided along racial lines following recent fatal shootings involving African Americans and the police. He said it was not true that race relations had plummeted to the level of the 1960s.
We've seen police continue to reach out to communities that they serve all across the country and show incredible professionalism as they're protecting protesters. We've seen activists and grassroots groups who have expressed concern about police shootings, but are also adamant in their support of the Dallas Police Department.
Five white police officers were shot dead by a black man, Micah Johnson, during a protest in Dallas on Thursday. Johnson said he was provoked by the recent deaths of two African Americans at the hands of the police. A Spanish professional bullfighter has been killed by a bull for the first time this century. Victor Barrio, who was 29, was gored through the chest in front of spectators in Teruel in eastern Spain. James Reed reports.
The moment Victor Barrio met his death, with sword and cape in hand, was broadcast live on Spanish television. The bull tossed him in the air and then gored him repeatedly as he lay on the ground. Doctors on the scene were unable to save him. Later, his body was taken to the mortuary in a procession, with people crowding the streets to salute their fallen hero. Critics of bullfighting see it as a cruel and brutal spectacle that should be banned. But to its many fans, the ritual encounter of man and bull fighting to the death is a vital expression of Spanish culture.
NATO has reaffirmed its support for Ukraine, announcing moves to help reform its defence and security sectors. At the end of the alliance's summit in Warsaw, the Secretary-General, Jens Stoltenberg, said an independent and stable Ukraine, firmly committed to democracy and the rule of law, was crucial to regional security. NATO also urged Russia to stop its political, military and financial support for separatists in eastern Ukraine. Our correspondent, Lise Doucette, was at the summit.
The NATO alliance meets every 2 years, and yet again, this summit here in Warsaw was described as decisive and historic. A lot of focus was on putting the final details together of a new brigade, which will stretch across NATO's eastern flank, across three Baltic states, as well as eastern Poland. 3,000 to 4,000 troops being deployed in response to a Russian threat, NATO says, that exists in response to Russia's seizure of Crimea in 2014.
Two Russians have died after their military helicopter was shot down in Syria. The Russian state news agency TASS said the aircraft was hit by what it called terrorist fire from the ground during clashes between Islamic State fighters and Syrian forces east of the city of Palmyra. It came down in an area held by the Syrian army. The latest deaths bring to 12 the total number of Russian service personnel killed in the conflict in Syria. BBC News. The Nigerian army says it's killed 16 members of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram in a gun battle lasting several hours. A spokesman said fighting broke out when suicide bombers on motorcycles tried to enter an army base near the border with Cameroon. Two soldiers were also killed. Boko Haram's seven-year insurgency has killed about 20,000 people. The European Union has joined other international organizations in condemning the murder of an environmental activist in Honduras. Lesbia Janet Urquia was killed on Wednesday. Her death comes 4 months after the shooting of the award-winning environmentalist Berta Cáceres. Both women had spent years campaigning against a giant dam project in Honduras. The governor of one of Venezuela's border states has said he will open the frontier for 12 hours so local people can cross into Colombia to buy food. He said the move had been sanctioned by President Nicolas Maduro. On Tuesday, around 500 women forced their way through border controls into Colombia, saying their families were going hungry because of Venezuela's economic crisis and food shortages. About 1,300 migrants are stranded in Serbia after neighbouring Hungary deployed a massive force of troops and police to seal the border. The number of migrants waiting to cross has soared since Tuesday, when Hungary began pushing people caught on its territory back into Serbia. Critics accuse Hungary of provoking a crisis before a referendum in October on whether to oppose EU quotas for relocating refugees. And in tennis, Serena Williams and her sister Venus have won the women's doubles final at Wimbledon. It completed a remarkable day for Serena, who earlier had won the singles final, beating Angelique Kerber. The American player has now equaled the open-era record of 22 Grand Slam singles titles set by Steffi Graf. She was delighted at the result.
It makes the victory even sweeter to know how hard I worked for it. And thank you guys for being out here to see number 22. This is awesome. So I love you guys so much. Thank you very much.
BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。